Janine, if I could maybe talk to you first. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us today. And we're so sorry to hear about Jordan. You have a little 5-year-old daughter, Jessica, as well, and you had the terrible job of telling her what was going to happen to her brother.
Yeah, that's correct. Jessica was 5 when Jordan passed away. But being up in the children's hospice was the best place for myself, my family, and my daughter to be. Jordan had everyone with him, but more so for Jessica. She was there and seeing we were able to have a normal life up there. We were able to go swimming with him, be in soft play. We made memory boxes. We explained to her, or I had already explained to her, that Jordan was going to be a star one day, and this is where we were coming up to have some fun and some quality time before her brother wasn't going to be here anymore and be a star in the sky.
And she was able to deal with that okay?
She was. I mean, she was very understanding, and I think with being up in the hospice did help a lot. You know, you had a lot of love and caring people around you. You would almost your normal day-to-day life, you know, giving Jordan his medicines, putting him in the bath, also doing the extra things that we wouldn't have been able to do at home as a family, i.e. the swimming, the music therapy, and everyone was on hand, not only my family, but everyone up there to lend a helping hand, or if there was anything that I needed, was there 100%.
Paul, why was it that you wanted to probe and, I suppose, have a look at and around this topic, which people do find really difficult, don't they?
I think they do, Wendy. And I think the real truth is that we as adults find it more difficult than children. I think, you know, this particular production, Duck Death and the Tulip, you know, we only opened last night, but the immediate feedback is that the children don't have an issue with looking at death as a concept and dealing with it. It's we adults that sometimes have that difficulty and have the difficulty in talking to our children or to children about that subject matter. So I think for me, I stumbled upon this book about 5 or 6 years ago. It's helped me out a few times. It's one of those books that I think just deals with death as a concept. It doesn't say what happens after death. It doesn't allow for that at all. It just talks about death as a concept. And I think more often than not, when we have our conversations with children about death, we're in the middle of it. Where this is a real opportunity, I think, to put it on the table outside of a grieving process or in the middle of death as a reality. So for me, that's the powerful nature of this piece.
It's a bit like what they say about writing a will or talking to your family about it, isn't it? That it's much better to do.